In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the Baramon of the Feast of the Theophany, and the gospel of this blessed day is telling us about the service of Saint John the Baptist, the greatest man born of women. And we see that he came from the wilderness with a message to everyone to bear fruits. And actually, if we look at how we define a true believer, how we live as true Christians, sometimes we have examples among the saints and we look at somebody like Saint Mary and we learn from her life. But maybe today we need to learn to live as a tree. This is something that for all of us to think about it. To be a true believer, actually, it is to live as a fruitful tree. That's why Saint John the Baptist, he came calling upon the people, bear fruits. The fruits is what tells that we are alive. The fruits that tell us that we are the true branches that is planted and grafted into the vineyard. What does it mean to live as a tree, a fruitful tree bearing fruits? First of all, the tree cannot survive in darkness. This is something we all know about, that in order to bear fruits, the tree has to be exposed to the sun. It cannot survive darkness. That's why King David, in his first psalm, he called upon a blessed man, and he say about him, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. This is the darkness, and he blessed those people. And this man, who is not in fellowship with the people who are in darkness, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night, he shall be like a tree. He will be like a tree, first of all, because he has no fellowship with darkness. He cannot survive in darkness. He does not delight himself in the work of darkness. So the question is for all of us today, for me and for you. Do we enjoy being in darkness sometimes? Do we feel more comfortable when we expose ourselves to the light of God, or we can be comfortable in darkness and have fellowship with the people who are in darkness? A tree cannot survive in darkness. That's why we are called to live like a tree. Also, to live as a tree means to be dead to the world. The Lord himself said this, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. So in order to be able to bear fruits, I have to accept to live as the wheat grain. Go into the ground and die. Die to the world, with all of its pleasures and lusts, with all of its desires and vanities. It is not easy, especially in the age that we are living in, where everything is about to get more and to live to the world and to enjoy its pleasures. But if we live like this, we will always be alone, like a grain of wheat who cannot bear much fruits. The dead grain of wheat is what makes later on a tree, and that is bearing much fruits. So to live as a tree means I cannot survive in darkness, being dead to the world, and thirdly, responding to the work of the living water. The living water is what the Lord told the Samaritan woman about, and he was pointing to the work of the Holy Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit is like the rain coming upon us. And then, if we respond to that rain, then we will bear fruits. That's why St. Paul to the Galatians, he points to this by saying, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit. If I do not bear fruits, this means what? This means that the Holy Spirit is not working in me. And we cannot, of course, understand or think that the Holy Spirit is idle in any of us. God forbid. But usually, the Holy Spirit doesn't work when we do not allow Him to work. When we quench the Spirit and we resist His sayings and His voice in our ears, in our hearts, in our minds. If we allow this living water, this rain that's from above, to work in us and we are nurtured with it, then we will be able to bear fruits, as St. Paul said and told to the Galatians and to us. To live as a tree means also that we are nurtured by continuous exposure to the sun. Maybe any fourth grader knows how the trees or the plants are nurtured. This is through a process called the photosynthesis, where the leaves exposed to the sun take this energy and transform it with the carbon dioxide into nutrients. This is something that's for all of us also to meditate upon. If we live like a tree, then the trees always have its leaves spread like this in order to receive the sun. And who is the sun? The Son of Righteousness, our Lord and Savior. And when we will be able to receive Him, when we stand in prayer, actually think of a believer standing in prayer, raising in his hand like this. He is open to receive the energy, the grace that will make him to be nurtured, to make him to bear fruits. Unless we will be able to do this, to stand like a tree and raising and opening our leaves, our hands to receive grace, how then we will be able to bear fruits? When we do not stand in prayer, we will never be able to bear fruits. And usually we know that maybe God is expecting fruits, or the world around us expecting so. So sometimes we find it easy to fake fruits. There is a difference between fruits that come from inside or something that I just show it in order to make a show of. Like the tree that the Lord saw in His way after He cleansed the temple on Palm Sunday. Has leaves, no fruits. That's why the Lord cursed it. The tree is nurtured by the continuous exposure to the sun. Remember this and remind yourself with it. And I do the same. I remind myself with it. Unless we stand before Him, the Son of Righteousness will not be able to bear fruits. To live as a tree also means that we are always giving in due season. Always giving. The tree cannot come at certain time and say, I'm not going to give because I'm angry at the people around me. I live in a place where those people do not deserve my fruits. But whenever this tree, it's time for it to bear fruits, it always gives. Always. Something that's usually never broken a covenant between the tree and the surroundings. Always bear fruits. Also, a believer should be like this, always giving fruit in due season. To live as a tree also means that it takes what is not useful and transforming into a blessing. As we said, the plant usually take the carbon dioxide, that is the waste of all of us, and transform it into oxygen, something that's for of us to benefit from. Something for us to learn also from the tree, that even the things around us that's not useful or maybe harmful, we can still take it and use it and transform it into a blessing. Unfortunately, some of the believers, they think that they can react to the world the same way the world is treating them, and they are still called the believers. Somebody is hurting me, I hurt him back. He's doing me harm, then I'm excused to do him harm as well. Then actually, by living like this, I am not fulfilling what I am called to live with, living with all meekness and long-suffering, living as a tree, taking what is maybe unuseful or harmful and transform it into a blessing. It is a question for all of us and something that we have to compare ourselves against. Am I living as a true believer? Am I living as a tree? There are also some things to remember about this metaphor. that standing trees might be dead in place. If you look at a tree that is dead, the tree doesn't fall on the floor. It stays wherever it is, but it is dead in place. What is the sign? It is dead, no fruits in it. It's dry, and its leaves are withered. No fruits in it. You go and see it all the times. It is standing place still. That's why we should not deceive ourselves, that whenever we think that we come sometimes to the church every now and then, that's it. We have to ask about the fruits. It is the sign that I am alive. Just touching the wall of the church, coming every now and then and utter words that I do not understand is not what God is requesting or waiting from us. I come here in order to be nourished by the living water so I can bear fruits to the world outside. No fruits, then maybe I am a dead tree, but I'm still standing in place. Another thing to remember is having leaves alone is not enough. Having the form, the shape of a believer, of a servant, but with no fruit is not enough. The Lord was not content with this tree that have leaves, but there is no fig in it. He cursed this tree. He waited upon it year after year. Unfortunately, at a certain time, he has to come and then cut it and throw it in fire. The owner of the land will not allow an unfruitful tree to remain forever. He will not allow the land to be idle, having trees that's not fruitful. This is something that also should click to our minds whenever we remember this. We are called to live as a tree, but not as any tree, a fruitful one. The owner of the land will nourish this tree and take care of it, but if year after year it does not produce its fruit, then he will come and cut it. It is the message today from St. John the Baptist. Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Bear fruits worthy of repentance. To bear fruits, we have to live as a tree, cannot survive in darkness, being dead to the world, responding to the work of the living water, nurtured by continuous exposure to the sun, always giving in due season, taking what is not useful and transforming into a blessing. Glory be to God forever and ever.